Good morning, everybody. I'm sorry I'm a little late today. You're listening to me, Lori, the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. And sometimes life changes things a little bit, and we're 4 minutes late starting the show. But that's okay. We just kind of roll with it here. Thankfully, it's a good thing to be able to do that. To do that and be flexible, because life isn't always exactly the way we want it to be. So, but I am here with all of you, yay, live, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy that all of you are here. I'm always happy about that. I'm very grateful for everyone who shows up, everyone who participates, everyone who enjoys listening, all of you, everyone like Jay behind the scenes, who is in his eternal patience with me, who I really appreciate. Jay, my lovely producer, who is also a 1-2 listen advisor and a 1-2 radio host. I don't know how you do it all, Jay. It's kind of wild. You must have endless energy. I admire that. But here we are, yay, on another Monday morning. Today is Monday, January 29th, 2024. And it's 10:06 a.m. in the morning right now. So let's see what all of you are doing in the chat. So if you want to go over to the chat with me, you can go to your computer or your device or whatever and pull up 12radio.com. And then when the page comes up, you will see some options on the left. One of them is chat. Excuse me, 1 second while I clear my throat. Okay. Got that morning frog. Okay. So, like I said, you hit the little chat option amongst the other options, and chat will bring you over to our Facebook page. And we have a lovely Facebook page with the weekly schedule at the very top, and underneath it you will scroll down. First join the group if you've never been here before. Somebody will let you in, most likely Jay. And if you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see my banner. And my banner is all different colors, yellow and orange and purple and blue. It was designed by Kelly McLean, who, besides wearing her one hat as a psychic intuitive advisor over on 1-2 Listen, she also designed my web banner, my show banner. And I like it. I like it a lot. So just scroll down, you'll see my face and Lori the Love Sherpa. And there's a place underneath where you can comment and you can ask questions. And you can pretty much say whatever you want. I'm always happy to hear your thoughts. Let me know what's on your mind. I am a spiritual psychology practitioner certified at the University of Santa Monica. And when I added up all my years there, I didn't do them all. Well, actually, I did do them in succession pretty much. But I kind of skipped a few months here and there and then went back. So all told, I did quite a number of years there. And it was great. I learned a lot. I learned how to help other people, and to help myself too, which is really important, because if you can't help yourself, you really can't help other people. But it was well worth the time I spent there, because now I get to spend time with you and be able to help you with any life problems or situations that you might be encountering. And these can run the gamut from, goodness gracious, situations in a love relationship, situations with work relationship, any kind of situation really doesn't just have to be one particular thing. It can be just life in general. So yeah, and there's lots of noise outside today, which actually isn't really bothering me, and that's good. But I hear a couple of different noisy electronic, or not electronic, but noisy devices outside. There's a guy with a weed whacker and another guy with a lawnmower. They're just going at it hot and heavy right now. And I know that my voice sometimes gets muffled when that happens. So hopefully you can still hear me. But anyway, come into the Facebook page. And I'm going to go over there and check the messages to see if any of you have said anything to me. Oh my goodness. I hope my device doesn't. I hope my device doesn't. No, geez. I'm sorry, guys. There's so much noise in the background. It's really loud. And it's a bit distracting to me now because it is the frequency of these machines. Some of them are, I have noticed that some of them, like a steady hum, isn't as bothersome as like a high-pitched, high-frequency noise, like the on and off of the weed whacker or the on and off of the leaf blower. Yeah, it's very interesting. But they seem to be going back and forth, so it won't last long. But I am over on the Facebook page right now. And I want to say hi to all of you. Okay. All comments. Hey, Edward. Edward says, never have I been so excited about school. Blessed morning, Lori. Yeah, I hope, I mean, I think you mean, I don't know what you mean. I'm not even going to attempt to guess. But I'm happy you're here, Edward. Let's just say that. And yes, here I am. Thank you, Jay, for shouting out. I know I was a few minutes late. And I also gave you guys a heads up. We just wanted you to know that I was coming and definitely alive today. I didn't want you to think that I was leaving you all in the lurch. I would hate to do that. I really love being here with you live, if at all possible. And I don't like doing replays unless I absolutely have to. But sometimes we do have to. And I know that even doing the replays, sometimes I really like to listen to shows more than once or twice, just to kind of fully get the gist of what the host is saying. And sometimes it takes a couple times before I really hear everything. So I find that interesting. I like to listen to things more than once for that reason, because I'll always hear something the second or third time, even the fourth or fifth time, that I may not have heard the first time. So it's always worth re-listening, even if you were listening the first time. I do that with many of the shows here on Winter Radio. Hey, Renee. She says, Lori Love, happy Monday. Hey, Quelly. Good to see you. She says, blessings, Lori. I love that little bubble heart thing. That's one of my favorite gifts, the GIFs. Joni. Hey, Joni. Good to see you here, too. She says, good morning, Lori. It's been too long. Happy New Year. Career path has indeed changed. I'm on to new things, though yet undefined. Would love some insight from you. That is understandable, and I can definitely pull a card for you. It give you some insight, hopefully. Right now, I am going to take a quick break. I know I don't usually do that, but I just feel the need to take a quick break. It won't be more than a few minutes. So Jay's going to take care of you in the meantime. I will be right back. I promise I won't be long. And I will be right back to pull cards for you or answer your questions. So please feel free to leave questions in the chat. I would love to answer. And like I said, I welcome any and all questions, any and all comments. and I will be right back in a moment. Hi guys, I'm glad you waited for me while I had my little break there. I appreciate your presence very much, and I appreciate Jay for being patient with me too. Like I said, you're listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on Wantu Radio. Okay, so I am fine, all is well. I'm going to go over to the chat room where I was and make sure that I've got all of you with me. I would really love to answer some questions today about anything. So like I said, feel free to drop them in the chat. Otherwise, I am just going to freestyle and talk about myself for the next half hour. Okay. All comments. Okay, let me hey Tara, good to see you here. And she says hello with a very cute little Hello Kitty gift. That's really cute. Edward has put some questions in the chat. Thanks, Edward. I appreciate the questions. Edward says, what do I do if I desire someone, but also know that I know that if I want their peak happiness, that they deserve better? I just let the feelings reside in me, but I'm wondering if there is another way. Because I have nearly accepted that the loneliness is the best for another's happiness. Okay, well, what I know to be true is that everyone is on their own journey in this life. And we have to give each other the dignity of our own process. So I have to allow you the dignity of your own process. And vice versa. And it's okay, and there's nothing wrong with loving someone, desiring their presence, wanting to be with them. But the thing is, spirit knows way better than you do who that right person for you is. And when you realize that, excuse me. When you realize that you're not the one who can see the whole picture, but spirit is, it kind of gives you a different viewpoint on things. Because if you know that spirit can see the entire picture and you can't, then you have to realize that the best thing to do, even if you as the human might desire a certain person, that certain person may not be your best choice for you. Maybe they aren't meant for you. Maybe there's someone out there who is actually way better for you. For whatever reason, it may seem like this particular person you're focused on, is a lovely person and has, many good qualities that you would really enjoy, and that the two of you might get along really well, and on the surface it might seem like it would be a great pairing, and it's something that you really want, and that can be challenging. I understand that. But if you really understand that spirit knows best, and spirit is going to give you the person who is meant for you. And this particular person may or may not be meant for you. And so that's actually not something that you even have to worry about. I mean, yes, take inspired action when you're inspired to. If you get a sign from spirit that, yeah, this is the way to go, then you go that way. But the best thing to do is really leave it in spirit's hands. And it doesn't mean you can't love someone or care about them. You can, absolutely. And it just doesn't mean necessarily that this person is the one for you. Again, there's probably someone who's way better suited to you. And also timing is a factor. Sometimes you can have your heart set on a person and the timing's not right. And then later on down the line, when the timing is better for for whatever reason, spirit will bring that person closer to you and into your life in the way that you desire. So sometimes that happens. So it's either a matter of timing, or it's just that there's someone better suited for you down the road. So that is really what that is all about. The desire that we have for certain people is really more of a desire to connect to the love that we are. It's a desire to connect to who we really are as that being of love, the embodiment of God, really, who is love. And so that's where that desire comes in. When we feel a desire for someone, yeah, there's definitely the human physical desire, and we like a lot of things about the person. But the reason, usually the reason we fall in love with someone is because they reflect back to us, the things that we know are in us. And that's all about the love, really. Because when you know that you are the embodiment of spirit, which we are, and that spirit is pure love, what we see in another person is reflected and mirrored to us. And so another person is really just a reflection of who we are. And that's why we find them so appealing, because we have all of that in us. We have that love. We are that love. And so what I would suggest, if there's someone who you're feeling that way about, go into yourself and find the love within yourself, and know that you are the embodiment of spirit, and you deserve to have love. You are love. You can't get away from love, because you are love. You're the absolute energy of love. And I know this might not be exactly what you want to hear, but this is probably the best way that I can answer this question, because it's helped me when I have felt, lonely at times, maybe not necessarily about a certain person, but just in general. And when I can go into that place and inside of me where there is love, there is peace, there is spirit, because spirit is who I am at my very essence. And we all are that. We all are spirit at our essence. And when I can tap into that and really feel the love that I am, I don't feel the lack of it outside of me. So I hope that helps a little bit. If you have any more questions, feel free to ask, and I'll try to expand on that a little bit more. Okay, Edward also says, on a more random note, excuse me, on a more random note also, but I find it important, since you said you hail from the East Coast, how did you manage the cold there? I very much don't like the cold. Even though 38 degrees at night isn't as bad as the sub-zero that some people I know are getting. Yeah, for sure. How did I manage it? I think I just did, because I had to. I had no choice at the time. But as soon as I had the choice, I got away from it. Being in the cold weather is not fun for me. And as Mark said on his show this morning, people with Mercury and Capricorn hate talking about the weather. He meant they hate idle chit chat. So yeah. Idle chit chat is not my bag, and I'm not in any way, poo-pooing your question. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just making a joke. But yeah. I don't know. I guess I couldn't take it. That's why I decided to come out here as soon as I could. I withstood it for so many years, it just got to be too much. And I think that some people love it, some people hate it, some people don't care either way. I was one of those people who just really needed to get away after a while. I guess, you put up with it because your life is there, and that's what I did. My life was there. I loved my life. And so the fact that it got cold for a few months out of the year really didn't matter that much to me, until it did. So I guess when I got really tired of the cold was when I was ready to change my life. And I think that would be the bigger piece in that question. I don't think I necessarily left only because it was cold, although that was definitely part of it. I believe more so that I was just following my journey and I was ready for the next phase. And that's truly what made me leave and come out here to California. Because living in New Jersey and New York all those years, like all those years, literally like half a century, is quite a while to be living in one place. And I knew I was ready for the next phase of my journey, and here I am. So I've been here in California now for almost 10 years, and it's hard to believe. It feels like I just got here sometimes, and yet it sometimes feels so like home, and other times feels so foreign. And I know that some of you can understand that. I feel most of the time now, lately, with the energetic shift in the planet and the ascension, I feel like I've always been at home here, and yet it's not really where I belong, if that makes sense. Because when you understand that being a supernatural being, I'm going to say it, in a physical body is going to make you feel some kind of way sometimes, and it's going to make you feel a little wonky and a little you're here but you're not here. And I hope I'm making sense right now, because I know I'm saying things that might be a little strange to some of you, but I think a lot of us are feeling this way. I really think that we know we're here where we're supposed to be, because we are, otherwise we wouldn't be here. We chose to be in this earth school to learn lessons, and yet we know that earth truly is not our home. Our home is with spirit. You know, we are spiritual beings in these human bodies for a relatively short period of time. And who we really are is our spirit. Spirit, we are spiritual beings, like I said. That is who we are. And so being inside a human body and dealing with having a life as wonderful as it can be at times, is also sometimes not very easy. Although the other night, I'm very happy to say, before I went to bed, I was overcome with gratitude. It really was just overcome with gratitude for my life. I could feel spirit just running through me, and nothing profound. I don't think anything profound had really happened. I feel like I was just overcome with spirit's energy, and I just stopped for a moment, sat on the edge of my bed just as I was about to lie down, and I was overcome with gratitude for my life, like really deep, deep, from my soul, gratitude for my life, because I have very recently been I been falling. I felt like I was falling for a while. And thanks to Spirit, who came and caught and carried me, I no longer feel like I'm falling. And it's a really good feeling. So if you ever get to the point where you feel like you're falling and falling and you just can't lift yourself up, just stop for a second and look at your life and look at everything that you actually do have to be grateful for. Because there's always something. There's always, always something. And I'm fortunate enough to realize that there's more than just a few things that I have to be grateful for it, and I am. And that really hits me, and it hit me the other night, and I just am grateful for this life that I am living because it's by no means perfect. And I don't want to necessarily repeat the things that weren't super fun, but I learned from them and I got through them and it made me better. It made me stronger. It made me able to help other people with my experience. That's part of my human design, I hear. I'm one of the people who has to do the trial and error and then teach other people about it so they don't have to do it. Lucky me. But really, yes, absolutely lucky me. Lucky me. I feel very, very fortunate in this life. And like I was just saying, I was experiencing some difficulties recently, and spirit, within a very short period of time, relatively, just came and like swooped up, swooped in, caught me, and is carrying me. And I am being carried, and I feel that, and I know that. And I know some other people who are listening out there right now have experienced the same thing in a very similar way that I did. So, and I won't go into detail about it yet. Like I said, I said last week, I'm still integrating and still digesting. But it's a big deal to really feel one, like from one moment to the next, almost. I mean, I could feel something good was about to happen, and I was very hopeful. But to feel like from one day to another, to have such different perspective and such different outcome happen in your life, one day you don't know, and the next day you're like pretty blissed out because great things have happened in like the last 24 hours. That's how life is. When you trust spirit, life can change in a moment. And it does. And it did for me. And it continues to shift and change. And I am praying for that to happen, in the most positive and pleasurable of ways for me. And right now, that's what's happening. And I'm just really grateful for that. So yeah, I know that this is reaching who it's supposed to reach, because I can definitely feel like this is something that needed to be said for somebody out there, maybe more than one person, probably. Excuse me, one second. I'm just gonna clear my throat. Okay. So let me pull Joni's card because I know she had wanted a card, and then I will go back to the chat room and check on all you. Okay, Joni, this is for you. This right, and the card is popping out. I love when that happens. And Joni, the card that I pulled for you is the Angel of Families. The angels surround both you and your family at the moment. That's interesting. Okay. Angel of Families is. It's really funny because I pulled this card last week for someone, so that's kind of cool. The Angel of Families, the angels surround both you and your family at the moment. Do not worry about your family or loved ones, for all will work out. The angels surround you and your family at this time. Feel their love and light. And know that both you and your loved ones are forever held in the eternal embrace of love. Surrender your fears and any concerns you may have for your family, a family member, or a loved one to the angels, and know that the situation is being healed and transformed right now. Gently close your eyes Feel and visualize those you love being bathed in light and love. Imagine beams of love emanating from your heart and mind, infusing and surrounding each family member and loved one with beautiful healing energy. In turn, feel the light and love they emanate to you in return, and thank the angels for their assistance. I hope that is helpful, Joni. And I hope that gives you some insight wherever you might need it. Okay, I'm going to go back to the chat room. You up? Thing is, when we go to the chat room, we have to refresh it and make it new every time so we don't miss anybody. And when I say we, I mean me and the other hosts who do shows here. Okay, scrolling down. Yeah, Edward says, I suppose patience is truly a virtue. Yeah, you know, patience is important because if you're really strangleholding something, that's resistance. And patience is the essence of allowing, the essence of love instead of fear. And so, patience, when you can really just allow the situation to be what it is and have the patience to allow it to shift and to allow spirit just to come in and move things around, that's when things shift, you know, when you allow them to. Spirit can only come in and shift things when you're not in resistance, because when you're in resistance, everything freezes up and everything stops. And things get much harder and things feel more full of effort. And that's not really the easiest place to create from. It's much easier to just let spirit do the work. I mean, it's just much easier that way. Why get yourself into knots? Why tie yourself in knots? Why really just why stress yourself out about anything? I mean, I know some things are pretty stressful. They definitely are, but if you can step back for a minute and just breathe, let your heart space open up with that breath and just kind of let it go and let spirit take over. Let go and let God. That's where the love energy can come forward because you're in the mode of allowing and accepting instead of judgment and resisting, which just never works anyway. So you kind of got to go with it. You got to go with the flow. And it's interesting because the masculine and the feminine are different in that way. They like go with the flow is a very feminine place to be. And since we all have the masculine and feminine energy within us, no matter whether we're male or female, we all have that, both energies. And at times, there's a time for a man to step back and let spirit, you know, take over. And there's a time when, and that's his feminine, that's when, and this goes for men and women, but I usually say men are action oriented and for women, they're more receptive. So that's two different energies. But just because you're in a man's body doesn't mean you always have to be taking action. Sometimes you have to stop and listen and wait for spirit's insight. And then when you get it, that's when you take the action. So that goes for men, that goes for women, that goes for everybody. You know, I don't know if other creatures work the same way we do. Like, you know, I don't know if animals have that same way of working, but I'm sure they have their own way of working, which is entirely connected to spirit. I mean, they're instinctual. They know what to do and when to do it. They move on instinct probably better than we do most of the time. And but yeah, for human beings, it's just really important to know, you know, like the Kenny Rogers song, know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. That just seems really perfect. I think when you're trying to describe, how to allow spirit to run your life, really, because if we try to do it ourselves, it just doesn't work very well. We work as hard as we possibly can, but if we allow spirit to inform our actions, it's just going to turn out so much better, mark my words, because that's what I have been doing for as long as I can remember. And yeah, there have been some moments where I forget, but if you remember most of the time, then you're doing pretty well. If you just can look at your life and say, hey, maybe this part isn't working so great, so I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to let spirit come in and shift that energy for me and give me some sort of indication if I'm supposed to do anything or not. Maybe I'm just supposed to allow the energy to clear and things will shift on their own. And often that's what happens. So it's always the best way to just kind of, if you're in any sort of situation, just let yourself take a beat, just take a moment, breathe, let go, open your heart, let spirit come in there and allow spirit to correct the situation for you. And you will see signs if you need to do anything. You will. You really will, I promise you. If your eyes are open, your spiritual eyes, if your spiritual eyes are wide open and you are aware and you are in a state of relaxed allowing, and you're not in a state of tense, nervous, stressed out resistance, it's going to be a lot easier for you to manage your life and have things go the way you want. And it'll just be a better situation all around. So let me go back to the chat. And we have a couple minutes left. And hi, Pamela. Pamela is listening while she works. She says hello, everyone. All right. And one more quick refresh. Oops. Here we go. And I think I've seen all of your comments, have I? Make sure. Yep, looks that way. Okay. In that case, I am going to let you all know that Jamie Dawn is coming up next. So stay tuned for Jamie Dawn. She has a great show. I hope you heard her last week. It was her first show. But she is coming up next. And I will be back here with you all next week. I am looking forward to being here with all of you. And I am grateful for all of you for being here with me and sharing your energy with me. You all feel very lovely to me, and you are all very loved. And I want to tell you that I love you and I value your presence. So this has been Lori the Love Sherpa here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Have a great week, everybody. I love you. Bye.